And a good Thursday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, X, and Facebook. Don't forget that you can take the show with you 24/7 on demand by checking out the Nick Craig Show in your favorite podcast app, Google Play, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your shows. You can also listen online by visiting the website, nickcraig.com. Our show this morning is brought to you in part by The Law Group. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. Well, the left is once again spiraling out of control this morning as ABC has decided to can or axe Jimmy Kimmel. It's not immediately clear whether this is a permanent decision. My guess would be that it is. And my immediate reaction to this, and we'll get into all the details throughout the show this morning, getting your comments and feedback as well. But my immediate reaction to this, and I said as much on Twitter last night, Democrats like Chuck Schumer, who was on CNN's breaking news coverage of this last night, seemingly are more outraged over Jimmy Kimmel, who is not funny, has no viewership, and is operating in a dying medium, which is late night television, so-called comedy shows. People like Chuck Schumer are seemingly more outraged over Jimmy Kimmel losing his job than Charlie Kirk being shot in the neck and politically assassinated at Utah Valley University last Wednesday. I mean, the immediate aftermath and the immediate reaction to this is absurd. It's laughable. Who freaking cares? Jimmy Kimmel? Nobody watches Jimmy Kimmel. Nobody consumes that kind of content anymore. If you woke up, if you went to bed at like 6:30 last night and woke up this morning and were starting to read the news for the first time, you would believe that Jimmy Kimmel was, and I don't say this, I'm not saying this to make a joke, I'm saying this genuinely, you would believe that Jimmy Kimmel was like murdered based on what some of the reaction to this is. I mean, it's insane what is happening. Jimmy Kimmel, who is a very far left progressive Democrat, has taken what for a period of time was a very successful model in late night kind of variety comedy television. You go back to the Johnny Carson, Jay Leno era of late night television, something that worked very well. As I have documented in great detail, the media landscape is changing. It is evolving at a rapid, hyper-rapid rate. Traditional television, big networks controlling the narrative and controlling the content, that is on the way out. You are seeing the rise of independent media, shows like mine, many others that you probably listen to on either a daily or weekly basis, they are on the rise. And there's a couple of reasons for it. First of all, and most of the time, it is a lot more accessible than something like Jimmy Kimmel, which airs over-the-air broadcast television, cable, or satellite at what time? 11:30, 11:35? It's not the most accessible time for people to watch television, especially if you've got to get up at a decent hour for work. You're probably not chomping at the bit to stay up until 12:30 watching Jimmy Kimmel. So there's an accessibility issue that exists with traditional standard broadcast television. Now, yes, his clips and some of his monologues and so on and so forth are available on YouTube and Facebook and other social media platforms the next day or maybe even later that night. So sure, it's available there. But the immediate access to the show, if you want to watch it in its entirety, means that you've either got to set some sort of DVR, whether you've got cable or satellite or some other service, or you've got to stay up and watch the show at 11:30 p.m. So you've got an accessibility issue versus a lot of content that is uploaded to platforms like YouTube and Rumble, where you have a broader availability to watch it any time. And again, you can do that with some of the content from Kimmel. They put, like many of the other shows, they put clips and various things out, but you can't watch the entire show every day on YouTube from the official account. So you've got an accessibility problem that exists. And as more and more folks are cutting the cord, they're saying, I'm done spending $120 a month to have cable from Spectrum or somebody else. They're unplugging from that. They're, you know, maybe just putting up some sort of antenna outside their house or even in their living room, and they're able to watch TV live. Now, that doesn't typically come with the availability to record, so that's an issue. Accessibility a problem. The content is also a major problem. Jimmy Kimmel's audience is incredibly low. The same way that Jimmy Fallon's audience was low, the same way that Stephen Colbert's audience was low. All three of those guys work for the major networks, or in this case, some of them worked for the major networks. Colbert's show will be going off the air next year. It's not going to be replaced. He works for CBS. Jimmy Kimmel works for ABC. Fallon works for NBC. These shows have gotten away from what made them originally successful. And again, some of that has to do with the fact that the way that we consume media in 2025 is not the same way that we consumed it in 1985, or hell, 1995, or even 2005. The way that we consume content is drastically changed from those periods of time. And so with that changing media landscape, with broader content available, with most of that content being free, at least on a lot of platforms, it puts shows like Jimmy Kimmel's or Stephen Colbert's, or really any network television show, it puts them at a serious disadvantage. Why? Well, a couple of reasons. The overhead is incredibly high. Folks like Kimmel are making tens of millions of dollars a year. Most of these shows are supported by staff of 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 people. Very, very expensive. You're paying salaries on 100 people for a 35-minute late-night television show. You've got incredibly high costs as it comes to studio space. You've got logistics with an in-studio crowd that takes place, so the show's recorded in the afternoon. But there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of moving pieces that makes it very expensive to produce this kind of content. Very, very expensive. One of the reasons why you see so much alternative media or independent media is with platforms like YouTube and Rumble and X and Facebook. The barrier to entry is incredibly low. Now, that also means that you get some pretty garbage quality content, sure. But the barrier to entry is very low. For less than a few thousand dollars, you can buy equipment and be set up to do a podcast, audio video podcast, within the matter of just a couple of weeks. It's a low barrier to entry versus millions of dollars that are doled out by networks to continue the production of shows like Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, he's got a freaking studio band. There's a lot of costs associated with that. And when you look at late night TV ratings, they are not great, and they have not been great for some significant time. This is a ratings article back from July the 14th. This was looking at quarter two of 2025 at the cable news, at the late night show ratings. And so here's reading from the report back from July. CBS's Late Show was the only show among the nine tracked by Late Nighter to draw more total viewers in quarter two than it did in the first quarter of 2025. Stephen Colbert's hosted show averaged 2.42 million viewers across 41 first-run episodes, comfortably outpacing Jimmy Kimmel Live at 1.7 million and NBC's Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon at 1.19 million. So you've got a major problem there in terms of viewership. Networks like NBC, ABC, and CBS are in hundreds of millions of homes across the country. Those channels, you can literally throw up an antenna that you buy at Walmart for $8, and you have access to all of those networks pretty much anywhere in the United States, unless you're really remote and really rural. You've got access to these. These shows are available in hundreds of millions of homes. And Kimmel, averaging less than 2 million views. Fallon, just barely over a million. And here's the biggest problem. The demo in which these shows need to work on is 18 to 49. That is the sweet spot demo from a rating standpoint that you could go to advertisers and say, this is our demo. This is our block of viewers. These are the people that have the ability. These are the people that have the largest purchasing power. Right? These are people working. They're in the prime. They're making the most money they will at some of those periods in their life. This is the group we need. Kimmel had just 220,000 viewers in that demo. Jimmy Fallon, only 157,000 viewers in that demo. Folks, you've got Rumble podcasts that are averaging probably close to more viewers in that demo than Jimmy Fallon is on NBC, which again is available in hundreds of millions of homes. And in the case of that, completely free. No internet connection required, nothing. A cheap TV and a $8 antenna from Walmart. You've got NBC, you've got ABC, you've got CBS. So these shows, with their incredibly expensive overhead, their lack of audience, and looking at it from a cultural, societal standpoint, the lack of general interest in these shows is why you are starting to see them on the outs. It's why you're seeing, and you saw the decision back just a couple of months ago by CBS to axe Stephen Colbert and announce that they are going to be stopping the production of his show and not replacing it. That's the key element. Not replacing it starting early next year. So why are they firing Stephen Colbert? It's not because they want somebody else to host the late show, the name of his program. It's because there's nobody watching. It's because they are struggling to justify spending hundreds of millions of dollars a year on the production of a show that is averaging less than 2.5 million viewers a night. I mean, it's not even close. Meanwhile, you look at a show like Gutfeld, which runs on Fox News, which is a pay-for service. You have to have a cable, satellite, or streaming service to watch Fox News. It's not something that is available for free. Gutfeld is averaging 3.3 million average viewers a night. So he's got more viewers than any of the free-to-air, publicly accessible late shows. And in some cases, he's got more viewers combined than Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel, in averaging that every single night. And so it comes down to a variety of factors as to why a decision like the one from ABC News, or ABC Television, not ABC News, ABC Television was made yesterday. Why the decision that CBS made earlier this year? It's very logical from a pure monetary standpoint. It is hard to justify spending that kind of money every single year for shows that continue to lose viewership, lose audience, and are really not connecting with the American public like people like Johnny Carson and Jay Leno used to. Right? Appointment television, you would make sure that every night you were done with everything you needed to do so that you could watch Leno, that you could watch Johnny Carson, and so that you could talk about it the next day because it was an important cultural item. There are water cooler talk at the office the next day. And what you're seeing now is nobody watches those shows. Nobody talks about those shows. And a large part of it is they have completely moved away from what they have been in years past, which is a comedy show. Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, and to a lesser extent, but still to some extent, Jimmy Fallon are just an extension now of left-wing news and propaganda. They are extensions of ABC News, NBC News, and CBS News. The shows are overtly political. You've got, you know, ridiculously stupid monologues from my vantage point each and every night from these hosts. The vast majority of the time, it's about Trump or about something political. People are doing everything in their power to escape that. They don't necessarily want to watch political content 24/7. And so the content just, frankly, folks, sucks. The content blows. Nobody wants to watch it. So they have decided to turn it off, and they are not doing so. So let's get to the events of last night. And by the way, the New York Post has got a very interesting story this morning on this. The headline story, or the headline of their story, Jimmy Kimmel reportedly effing livid over ABC pulling live with Jimmy Kimmel as Trump cheers great news for America. So I'm just going to read through a little bit of this. Jimmy Kimmel is reportedly, quote, absolutely effing livid over ABC's decision to axe his late night show following backlash to his remarks about Charlie Kirk's assassination, while President Donald Trump cheered the move as a great decision or great news for America. The 57-year-old comedian was left fuming over the network's Wednesday decision to suspend him and pull Jimmy Kimmel Live off the air indefinitely after he unleashed a hateful tirade against the gunned-down conservative activist during Monday night's monologue, sources and producers told the Daily Mail. One producer told the outfit that Kimmel is, quote, absolutely effing livid, adding that he is pissed and currently meeting with the network while this source was speaking with the news. So you've got Kimmel livid. You've got Kimmel making a ridiculous point on his show on Monday, which, by the way, I'm not outraged over Jimmy Kimmel's commentary Monday, in which he claimed that the left-wing shooter who had a trans boyfriend was a MAGA Republican. That's what's getting Jimmy Kimmel in some heat. I don't really care if he said or didn't say that. He did. I mean, the video records it. I'm not going to play it. I don't care to listen to Jimmy Kimmel. But that's what he said, that this guy was a MAGA alt-right, right-wing extremist, which, of course, we know is not only true based on the fact that this guy's mother told the police he was becoming a left. He was going very far to the left side of the political aisle. His writings on bullet casings indicated he was left wing. His boyfriend slash girlfriend slash whatever is in the process of transitioning, a trans individual. There is nothing that indicates that this guy is MAGA, right-wing, conservative, Republican, literally no evidence. And you even had the Utah prosecutor, the individual who is bringing the charges against Robinson in Utah, make the claim that from all evidence available and from speaking to multiple people, it has become and is blatantly obvious that Tyler Robinson has become a left-wing activist, that he has been swayed by left-wing propaganda and acted. I mean, he literally said in a text message exchange to his boyfriend slash girlfriend that some hate cannot be reasoned with. Talking about the so alleged hatred that Charlie Kirk spewed each and every day. So Jimmy Kimmel goes on his show Monday and makes a complete jackass of himself, which is no surprise. I mean, he says and makes a claim and comment that is verifiably false from literally the person that is going to be responsible for prosecuting the assassin. But nevertheless, he's allowed to do it. He's probably got 40 writers in the room with him. He goes on Monday, makes a ludicrous statement about what's going on, makes a complete and total jackass of himself, saying things that everybody can see are false, have been fully documented as false. And as this trial goes on, we will find out false. But that's his right to do so. He is an employee of ABC Entertainment, ABC Television. He's allowed to go on his show and do whatever the hell he wants. I don't particularly care. However, he now seemingly is unwilling to deal with the backlash for his comments. And that's what has got the left really in a flurry this morning. They believe that somebody like Jimmy Kimmel should be able to go on television, say whatever he wants, and then not have to deal with any sort of repercussions. Folks, people lose their jobs every single day for a variety of reasons. Not doing what they're told, speaking back against management, being a bad employee, doing stupid stuff while you're on the job, happens literally every single day. And I think Jimmy Kimmel falls very well into that category with what he's done. He has taken at one point a very successful model of late night television, driven it into the ground because he hates Donald Trump and he hates Republicans. So he's completely harpooned the ratings and the viewership of that show. And ABC News, in an attempt to try and cut costs, in an attempt to try and save cash, as media, traditional broadcast television, is a dying industry with major overheads, they used his stupid comments on Monday as a justification to pull him off the air. And now we are hearing from the left that, oh my God, this is the First Amendment being eroded in real time in the United States of America. And I've got clips from Chuck Schumer, Van Jones, others on CNN yesterday who went into wall-to-wall breaking news coverage of Jimmy Kimmel being fired. When this came down around, I don't know, 6:30, 7 o'clock, and from that point on, I put on CNN, and it's literally all they talked about until I went to bed close to 10 o'clock last night. I mean, they did multiple hours of breaking wall-to-wall, hour-to-hour coverage of Jimmy Kimmel being not even fired, but pulled off the air by ABC. You want to mention it? Sure. You want to talk about it? Sure. Is it a big story? Absolutely. Is it 4 hours of breaking news? Big story? Folks, I don't think so. He's a freaking television anchor or a freaking television host. I mean, really, like, let's boil this down to where it is. It's really not that interesting. I mean, it's definitely worth mentioning. It's even worth having an in-depth discussion about. But is it worth breaking news for 3 or 4 hours? I don't think so. But that's what CNN did last night. That's how big of a story it was for them. So here's how the ball got rolling. Kimmel's stupid comments about how the left-wing assassin in Utah was a MAGA Trump voter, which again is not true by any stretch of the imagination, started making its way around social media throughout the early parts of this week, Tuesday and Wednesday. And with those comments gaining some very significant traction on social media and people being pretty dismayed by what they heard and saw, you had Nexstar Media Group, which owns television stations across the country. You had them put out this statement yesterday afternoon. This is a direct quote from them. Nexstar Media Group today announced that the company's owned and partnered television stations affiliated with the ABC television network would preempt, or not air, Jimmy Kimmel Live for the foreseeable future, beginning with Tonight Show last night. Nexstar strongly objects to recent comments made by Kimmel concerning the killing of Charlie Kirk and will replace the show with other programming on its ABC-affiliated markets. According to Andrew Alford, the president of Nexstar's broadcasting division, said, quote, "Mr. Kimmel's comments about the death of Mr. Kirk are offensive and insensitive at a critical time in our national public discourse, and we do not believe they reflect the spectrum of opinions, views, or values of the local communities in which we are located. Continuing to give Mr. Kimmel a broadcast platform in the communities we serve is simply not in the public interest at the current time. And we have made the difficult decision to preempt his show in an effort to let cooler heads prevail as we move towards the resumption of respectful, constructive dialogue." So Nexstar Media, which is a publicly traded company on the NASDAQ. NXST is their stock ticker. It's a media. They own television stations across the country. None in southeastern North Carolina, I'll note, but they're a very large operator. They decided that they were going to pull the Kimmel Show off of any of their ABC-affiliated stations, which I think is 32 or 33 that Nexstar owns across the country. Shortly after that, ABC themselves, the ABC television network, announced that they were not going to air Kimmel Show anywhere. They are the ones that own the show. They are the ones that produce the show, and they are the ones that syndicate his show to hundreds of television stations across the country. They announced that they would no longer be airing his show. And then Sinclair, which is another major television operator across the country, announced the same thing. They put out a statement late last night and said the following, quote, "Sinclair, the nation's largest ABC affiliate group, objects to recent comments made by Mr. Kimmel concerning the assassination of Charlie Kirk. As discussed with ABC earlier today, Sinclair decided to indefinitely preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live beginning tonight. Following these discussions, ABC has suspended production of Jimmy Kimmel." The vice chairman of Sinclair Broadcasting, Jason Smith, said, quote, "Mr. Kimmel's remarks were inappropriate and deeply insensitive at a critical moment for our country. We believe broadcasters have a responsibility to educate and elevate respectful, constructive dialogue in our communities. We appreciate FCC Chairman Carr's remarks today, and this incident highlights the critical need for the FCC to take immediate regulatory action to address control held over local broadcasters by big networks. Sinclair's ABC stations will air a special remembrance of Charlie Kirk this Friday during Jimmy Kimmel's live time slot. This special will also air across all Sinclair stations this weekend. In addition, Sinclair is offering the special to all ABC affiliates across the country. Sinclair will not lift the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel on our stations until formal discussions are held with ABC regarding the network's commitment to professionalism and accountability. Sinclair also calls upon Mr. Kimmel to issue a direct apology to the Kirk family. Furthermore, we ask Mr. Kimmel to make a meaningful personal donation to the Kirk family and Turning Point USA. Regardless of ABC's plans for the future of the program, Sinclair intends not to return Jimmy Kimmel Live to our air until we are confident that appropriate steps have been taken to uphold the standards expected of a national broadcast platform." Bravo to Sinclair. Bravo to Sinclair Incorporated, Sinclair Media, who has, as they noted in their statement, the largest share of ABC affiliates across the country. Now, let me lay this out for you, because unless you're kind of in or close to the media business, it's a little confusing how all of this works. So you've got the three big networks, right? Well, four, really, if you include Fox, but we're just going to say three: ABC, NBC, and CBS. Those networks, most of them based in, you know, New York City, LA, or Washington, D.C., they produce many of the programs that you see on your local television. Here locally, you've got all four of those stations: WECT, WWAY, ABC, and CBS, and then WECT, NBC, and Fox. Those local channels that you watch here across southeastern North Carolina, they are not owned by ABC. They are not owned by CBS. They are not owned by NBC. They are what are called affiliates of those networks. Now, some of the networks, including ABC, do own some of their stations, but it is a very small list. When you look at how many stations ABC television actually owns, it's only 8 stations, and it's some of their flagship stations. This is according to Wikipedia. They own KABC in Los Angeles. They own KGO in San Francisco, WLS in Chicago, WABC TV in New York, Channel 11 WTVD in Raleigh, and then they own a station in Philadelphia and in Houston, Texas. So ABC does own a couple of stations. But for everybody else, they are third-party companies, private entities, many of them traded on the stock market, that are affiliated with ABC, affiliated with NBC, affiliated with CBS. So being an affiliate of that network means that you get access to their programming. But ABC does not own those stations, unless, of course, the list that we just talked about. But like here in Wilmington, ABC does not own WWAY. That is owned by Morris Media. It is a completely separate entity. There is no direct relation between WWAY and ABC, minus the fact that they do carry ABC programming. And the reason that that is relevant is that these local owners, and which are in many cases large companies, these companies have to answer for the content that is on their airwaves. While they air ABC programming, they might not agree with it. They might not subscribe to the kind of nonsense that is coming out of the mouth of somebody like Jimmy Kimmel. In many of these cases, they're publicly traded companies. They have not only advertisers to answer to, they've got their audiences in their local communities. They've got investors and folks that have invested billions of dollars into these companies as they are publicly traded. They've got so many people to answer to as it relates to their content. And one of them is not ABC. It's their employees. It's their audience. It's the local businesses that spend money on advertising, which allows television to exist in the form that it does. They're investors, their backers. They've got to answer to all of those folks. And so when you watch somebody a week ago get shot and killed on the campus of Utah Valley University, and then you've got Jimmy Kimmel going on his show Monday, and again, I don't care what his commentary was, he's an idiot. The comment he made is verifiably and blatantly false. And that's his right to do so. It's his show. And if his bosses say, yeah, Jimmy, you can do whatever you want, then he can. He can absolutely do that. That is his prerogative to do. And however, it puts these networks, these local affiliates, these third-party companies in a very tough position. Because if a local advertiser calls you in Wichita, Kansas, who a car dealership that's spending money on your television station, and says, man, I can't believe what Jimmy Kimmel said last night on your TV station. I want to pull my advertising contract. What sort of recourse do you have as a local operator of a television station? The answer is none. You're an ABC affiliate. You run ABC programming. That's the whole point of being an affiliate with a major network. And you're left with no recourse except for now potentially losing millions of dollars worth of advertising. So the FCC commissioner, Brendan Carr, who, by the way, is a phenomenal guy, was on Sean Hannity's show last night in the immediate aftermath of this announcement. Here's what Carr had to say on Fox News.
Yeah, broadcasters are different than any other form of communication, including here. We're on cable right now. Fox News doesn't have an FCC license. CNN doesn't. But ABC, CBS, NBC, those broadcast stations do. And with that license comes a unique obligation to operate in the public interest. And over the years, the FCC walked away from enforcing that public interest obligation. I don't think we're better off as a country for it. But look, President Trump ran directly at these legacy broadcast outlets, and he exposed them to these market forces. And a lot of these affiliate groups said, to your point, we're tired of carrying this stuff. Late night shows, something's gone seriously awry there. They went from going for applause, from laugh lines, to applause lines. They went from being court jesters that would make fun of everybody in power to being court clerics and enforcing a very narrow political ideology. And Nexstar, as you noted, stood up and said, look, we have the license and we don't want to run this anymore. We don't think it serves the interests of our community. Sinclair did the same thing. So there's more work to go, but I'm very glad to see that America's broadcasters are standing up to serve the interests of their community. We don't just have this progressive foie gras coming out from New York and Hollywood.
So that's Brendan Carr, the chairman of the FCC, on the Sean Hannity show last night, explaining more of the process. You know, for example, I can't just start a radio station here in Wilmington. As much as I might like to, I can't do that. Why? Because I have to go to the federal government. I have to go to the Federal Communications Commission and get a license. It is very expensive to do so. And in many cases, there are no frequencies available to do said thing. It's not feasibly possible. It's the same thing with the television market. These stations are licensed using free public airwaves allocated by the federal government, the Federal Communications Commission, and gives them a license to broadcast on their frequencies and protect their broadcasts on their frequencies. These are all private entities. Now, some of them are publicly traded on the stock market, but none of them are owned by the government. ABC, NBC, and CBS are not owned by the federal government. Nexstar Media, Tanga, Sinclair, Gray Television, none of them are owned by the federal government. They are all private entities with boards, chairmen, CEOs, presidents, investors, boards of directors that have to make decisions for the best interests of their profits, make the best interests of what they can do to generate revenue. They are in an advertiser-supported business. That's why over-the-air broadcast television is free. It is exclusively supported by people or by companies, businesses, both small and national, spending money on advertising. Same way with, you know, traditional radio outside of NPR. Same deal. You sell advertising airtime. You sell commercial breaks to companies and businesses. That's how it's available for free. That's how you pay your costs associated with having an FCC license, renting tower space or building a tower, hiring employees, having equipment to produce your radio or television show. It's an advertiser-supported model. That's how it has worked now for over 100 years. It's nothing new. And so you've got these local operators like Nexstar Media, like Sinclair Broadcasting, that say, enough is enough. This is not the kind of content that we want to run on our airwaves. And we'll get into the reaction from those on the left coming up here in a minute after a quick break. But the reaction from those on the political left is unbelievable, but it's not. It's totally predictable. It's laughable. Now claiming that Donald Trump and Brendan Carr, the chairman of the FCC, is wielding the power of the federal government to destroy free speech. Let me make this as clear as I can right now. If you are on the progressive left, I don't give a damn what you think about free speech. I could not care less what your thoughts are on freedom of expression or free speech. You guys have silenced conservatives. You have banned us from social media. You have removed us from positions of prominence in the media, all to push a liberal, left-leaning narrative. You have no pearls to clutch over free speech. Zero. I don't care what you say. I don't care what sort of what constitutional thing you want to point to. You guys are in absolutely no position of power to dictate what is or what is not free speech. Under any circumstances, I don't want to hear the message. Don't bother sending me an email today on your understanding of how free speech works. I don't care. We don't care. You guys were in power. You guys completely trampled free speech for half of the country. And now you think that you get to tell me, you get to tell conservatives and Republicans how we need to protect free speech. Bite me. We don't care. We're over it. It's done. We'll get into some of the reaction, plus how this has absolutely nothing to do with the First Amendment at all, actually. But of course, again, it's a convenient tool for the progressive left to use when Jimmy Kimmel gets fired. pretty much fired. Oh, God, free speech. Like the left cares at all about free speech. Give me a freaking break. We'll continue that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. This show is also supported by advertisers and the great folks over at The Law Group. I want to let you know that when legal challenges arise, make sure you put your trust in Melissa Gott and The Law Group right here in Wilmington. For now 22 years, their experienced attorneys have provided high-quality, affordable legal services across the eastern half of North Carolina. And there's a variety of legal challenges that you might be dealing with. God forbid, maybe you're facing a divorce. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home or buy a second home, navigating a real estate transaction, estate planning. We know that's a big deal. Any of those legal needs, The Law Group has your back. Their dedicated team ensures your questions are answered and issues are resolved as quickly as possible. Great news, folks. They're not only helping folks across our community, but they are right here in our community, located in downtown Wilmington, just a phone call away at 910-251-6088, or you can visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. Give them a call, 910-251-6088 or lawgroupnc.com. That's their website, The Law Group. Experience and dedication you can rely on. We appreciate The Law Group and their continued support of the Nick Craig Show. We'll get to Chuck Schumer, Van Jones, and President Donald Trump's reaction to poor old crying Jimmy Kimmel getting canned over at ABC News as the Nick Craig Show rolls on a Thursday morning, streaming live 7 a.m. YouTube, Rumble, X, Facebook, and 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. Good Thursday morning to you. Welcome back to the Nick Craig Show. Thanks for spending some time with us. Let's get into the immediate reaction to this Jimmy Kimmel story unfolding yesterday evening. Brian Seltzerwater, as I like to call him, over on CNN, was completely unhinged by what he was watching unfold. Brian, of course, is a media pundit. This is what he had to say in the immediate aftermath of poor old Jimmy Fallon losing his network syndication from ABC, at least temporarily.
Go ahead. I'm interested because are they sending everyone home? You know, what's happening on the scene? You know, the show would have been taping within the next hour. So people would be there. Yes, this is very abrupt, very abrupt.
And this is all about jawboning. It's all about public pressure. You know, actually revoking FCC licenses is extremely difficult. I wrote about this last fall when candidate Donald Trump was talking on the campaign trail about wanting to punish stations by taking away their licenses. And throughout the history of the country, ever since we've had broadcast television, license revocations are extraordinarily rare. Once you've got one, you're pretty much guaranteed to keep it. So the threat is not that the FCC is actually going to take away a license. It's about the public noise. It's about the shame and embarrassment. It's about Brendan Carr going on podcasts and embarrassing ABC. You know, there's a term for this. It's jawboning. And that's what we've seen happen today in a very real way. Trump vowed retribution on the campaign trail, and he's getting it. He's getting it against entertainers and comedians. But Aaron, for every reaction, there is a counterreaction. Stephen Colbert has already been joking about getting hired somewhere else. Those jokes mask a real, very, very real intention, right? Yeah. Where will he get picked up instead? If Kimmel parts ways with ABC, and again, Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Kimmel's contract is coming due soon, Kimmel will probably end up somewhere else. And if big, old-fashioned mainstream media companies don't have the guts to employ these people, then we're going to see startups start to flourish.
Don't, you know, well, hold on a second. Don't have the guts to employ these people. It's got nothing to do with not having the guts, Brian. It's got everything to do with these guys aren't funny and they have no freaking audience. It's got nothing to do with guts. And, you know, Brian Seltzerwater here makes the point that needs to be discussed. As he said, license revocation is very hard. And pretty much once you have a license, you have it forever. You don't see a problem with that? If you're a legacy broadcaster, you've had your FCC issued license for the last 100 years, you don't see a problem with that, that is not a complete and total monopoly on the market? These networks have had carte blanche to do whatever the hell they want forever. And American consumers are finally fed up with it. Television, local television operators like Nexstar Media and Sinclair are fed up with it. And they're saying, enough is enough. This is not content that we want to be broadcasting on our airwaves. And what is the whole point of a local broadcaster? It is to serve the community in which they operate. That is part of the requirement in having a license given out by the federal government, which is exactly what it is. You can't just randomly start a television station. You can't just start a radio station. You have to get approval from the federal government to do so. More from old Brian Stelter over at CNN.
Talk about the Substack era with people launching newsletters and live streams on YouTube. We're going to see more of that.
Good.
These old-fashioned media companies can't stand a little bit of pressure from the president.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it is stunning to see such a thing happen and to show this world that we're living in. Van Jones is joining me now on the phone. So, Van, you know, all of a sudden you see this headline, Jimmy Kimmel canceled, not canceled, I'm sorry, put on hold indefinitely by ABC News after the head of the FCC goes on a far-right podcast and says we can do this the easy way.
By the way, the far-right podcast that Brandon Carr was on was the Benny Johnson Show. More evidence that CNN is unwilling to change their ways after their rhetoric of calling everybody far right, Nazis, racists, radical extremists led to the death of Charlie Kirk. CNN obviously not making any change there.
Way or the hard way. And do you think in your mind it's possible this might not be real?
I don't know what's real or what's not real. I do know that a news organization anywhere in the world has a responsibility to stand up to government bullying, to government censorship. That is what we do. That is why we exist.
That's not
to knuckle under, not to do what we're told, but to stand up and to say, listen, if you want to pull these licenses, then we're going to go to court and we'll be in the court of public opinion. But you don't get to go on a podcast and set policy for American media, for an American media institution that's been around a lot longer than me, you, or Donald Trump. This is a red line that has been crossed for our industry, for the First Amendment, for the right of people to speak. There was nothing hateful about what was said, and even hateful speech is protected.
Whoa. What did Van Jones just say? Even hateful speech is protected? What was Van Jones smoking last night when he called into CNN? He must have had some really good pot right before he called in. Have you ever heard a Democrat say that even hate speech is protected? No, they've demonized. They call any words that come out of my mouth or your mouth hate speech. And we need to be silenced for it because we can't live in a society where people are fearful. Right? The left is now saying even hate speech is protected? What kind of 180 is this? It's a red line being crossed. We as media outlets have an obligation to stand up to the government. Oh, really? CNN stands up to the government? Did they stand up to the government, push back against the Biden administration for 4 years as the vegetable sat in the Oval Office, went 6+ months without talking to the media, holding a single press conference? Did CNN stand up to the government on that? No, they didn't. People like Jake Tapper didn't have a freaking word to say about it. Then they go out right after Biden's out and write a big expose book on it. That's the media. That's the response and reaction from the media here in the United States. Chuck Schumer, the Democrat senator from the great state of New York, was also on CNN as part of their breaking news coverage of Jimmy Kimmel being pulled off at ABC. This is how the senator from New York responded and reacted.
It is outrageous. It's a page right out of Xi's playbook.
Ah.
This is just despicable, disgusting, and against democratic values. Trump and his allies seem to want to shut down speech that they don't like to hear. That is not what democracies do. That is what autocracies do. And it doesn't matter whether you agree with Kimmel or not. He has the right to free speech.
Really?
And so it is just outrageous. It is indicative of autocracy. And I am just outraged by it. Again, this is what dictators do. This is what Xi would do. This is what Putin would do. We are not that country.
Well, hold on a second. We are that country, though, Chuck. You and Aaron Burnett and all of your other friends on CNN, you guys have been claiming that Donald Trump is Putin, that he is a dictator, and that he won in November. So how do you correlate those two things together, Chuck? Now, and again, the left now trying to act like they give a damn about free speech is the most reprehensible thing that you can imagine. These individuals, Aaron Burnett, Chuck Schumer, they would love to keep every single conservative in America quiet. They would love if I did not have a voice, if people on Fox News or OAN or Newsmax, they would love if those people didn't have a voice and were the exclusive news, put that in air quotes, outlet in the United States. And now they're going to lecture me and lecture you about free speech. This is what Putin, this is what Xi would do. This is what an authoritarian dictator does. Yeah, we got it, Chuck. It's the same rewashed, ridiculous, stupid talking points for the last 10 years. The Federal Communication Commission did not force ABC News, did not force Nexstar Media, did not force Sinclair to take Jimmy Kimmel off the air. They chose to do that themselves. And I'm sorry, but businesses are not swayed by Brendan Carr going on, as Aaron Burnett described it, a right-wing podcast to make those decisions. That's not how companies operate. I'm sorry. That's just not how that process works. Brendan Carr voiced his concern with some of the content from these outlets. Brendan Carr voiced some of the problems that he has with networks like ABC. And as the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, if he's got the willingness, the ability to do so and take some sort of action, well, he has the right to do so, but he didn't. He went on Benny Johnson's podcast, and that caused Jimmy Kimmel to get fired. That's it. That's all it takes. Brendan Carr has to go on some right-wing podcast and then the entire media ecosystem collapses? Really? You guys are that weak? You guys are that powerless in society that one freaking guy going on a podcast is enough to completely shatter the media ecosystem? That might be more of a reflection on you than it is on Brendan Carr and Penny Johnson. So there's Schumer's reaction. Here is Jamie Raskins, the great congressman from, where's he from? Maryland. This is what he had to say on CNN last night as well. Again, breaking news coverage for multiple hours talking about Jimmy Kimmel.
What's your reaction to those comments?
It was not remotely market forces. The market was operating before. It was pure government coercion and threats from Brendan Carr and from Donald Trump and the browbeating of corporations who need the FCC's approval for various broadcast licenses and so on to go and do this. And the second thing is, the guy obviously understands nothing about the First Amendment because he is openly broadcasting the fact that this was what we call under the First Amendment viewpoint discrimination. He doesn't like what they're saying. He doesn't like the point of view that they're representing and is using the full power of the government to squelch their speech.
Wow.
If someone is watching right now and listening to this and they heard what we played, just Jimmy Kimmel's in his own words on Monday night, and they say, well, those comments were distasteful and maybe he shouldn't have this position, what would
you... Okay, well, I'm not listening to any more of that. Jimmy Kimmel lied about the shooter's motive in Utah, who killed Charlie Kirk a week ago, and he's now being disciplined for his stupid comments. And this really comes back to where I want to end the show. This discussion about the First Amendment. Let me make this clear. Let me read you exactly what the First Amendment reads. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. That is, at least in part, what the First Amendment reads. And to me, that is a pretty simple thing to understand. The government cannot pass laws to censor, to restrict, to punish speech. Now, of course, there are limitations to the First Amendment. You can't yell fire in a movie theater. There are reasonable expectations to what the First Amendment is. So when you look at Jimmy Kimmel being pulled off the air at ABC, it's a private company owned by Disney, I'll note. You look at Nexstar Media. You look at Sinclair. These are all private companies. And so was there influence and pressure by FCC chairman Brendan Carr? Sure. He's the chairman of the FCC. He absolutely has influence. He's the chairman of the entity. But this isn't First Amendment. If the government, if Brendan Carr convened a meeting of the FCC today and said, ABC, you are required to pull Jimmy Kimmel off the air, that would absolutely bring forth a not only a legal challenge, but a winning legal challenge for ABC and Jimmy Kimmel against the federal government. But that didn't happen because the government did not direct. Brendan Carr is not God. Brendan Carr is not the president of the United States. He is not a king. He is one of five commissioners on the FCC board. He happens to be the chairman, but he is one of five commissioners on the FCC. He does not set what the entire federal government does and how the entire federal government operates. He did not demand an order that ABC remove Jimmy Kimmel. They understand that it is bad for business with what is going on. They understand that with the outpouring of support that Charlie Kirk has seen, that his family has seen, that Turning Point USA has seen, they are finally starting to wake up and come to the realization that this kind of content is just no longer in vogue. This kind of content is no longer sought after by the American public. Scott Jennings on CNN last night as well, rounding us up. Love Scott Jennings.
You use the phrase propaganda, Professor, and I just have to ask you, what do you consider what Jimmy Kimmel was doing every night or what Stephen Colbert was doing by having on only Democratic guests? Jimmy Kimmel Monday night flat lied about the shooter. Back in the spring, he egged his audience on in cheering on the violence against and wanting, kind of wishing, I think, the downfall of a publicly traded company, Tesla. Do you consider that to be propaganda? Is it good for a business?
Do you consider that to be free speech, Scott?
You used the phrase propaganda.
I'm asking you. You used the words free speech before. Do you consider that free speech?
I consider it to be speech, and he's obviously free to say it.
Will you defend that speech in this country that will defend to the death the speech of others?
By the way, Jeff Jarvis is a moron. He's a flaming progressive radical. Jeff Jarvis is a complete and total jackass. Just a little FYI, I've been following Jeff Jarvis for like 20 years. He's a moron.
Will you defend Jimmy Kimmel's speech?
Do I defend Jimmy Kimmel going on television and saying that a shooter from the left...
You defend his right to do so.
He has a right to do so, but he does not have a right to have a television show where he lies his ass off to the American people and attacks half this country on a nightly basis.
Hold on.
Scott, I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know here. You sometimes offend people. I hear about it on the socials. Do you think that you should then be held to the same standard that you're asking for, that if someone says that you're offensive, that you're not doing civic discourse, that CNN should kick you off? I'm not worried about you and that happening to you in the present regime, but I am worried about other people in this building.
Two things. We don't fall under the same statutory regime. A. B, I expect to get fired every day. This is a tough business. And if I were Jimmy Kimmel, I mean, I'm surprised that a guy who once wore blackface and caused large-breasted women to jump on trampolines lasted this long in the media business to begin with. He was long past his sell date, and the fact that he couldn't realize that and was going down this road of partisan hackery, being unfunny and demonized.
You know, I love what Scott Jennings says there at the end. Media is a tough business. It is. Been in it. Continue to be in it. It's a brutal business. And Scott Jennings says, I expect to get fired every night. I used to joke when I was on the radio here in Wilmington, people would always ask me how I'm doing. And of course, the joke ended up coming to fruition, but it was inevitable. I said, well, I'm still employed. I haven't gotten fired yet. It's a real statement. I meant it. And well, lo and behold, what happened last July? I was, of course, fired for having a conservative opinion on Democrats taking pot shots and attempting to kill President Donald Trump. Yeah, it's a tough business. When you don't have viewers, when you continually toe a partisan line and audiences decide to turn it off, when you go on broadcast airwaves and make completely false statements. You know, here's the thing with free speech. It is free. And Jimmy Kimmel was absolutely allowed to say everything that he did, and he did do it. He's got the right to do so. Free speech does not mean free of consequences. And that's really, I think, what is the quintessential misunderstanding of the free speech argument by those on the political left. And I would even argue some on the right. Because you have the ability to say things freely and publicly does not mean that you're not that you don't have to deal with consequences. If I go out on the streets or I go anywhere and I start demeaning people based on their race, their religion, their sex, if I'm running through the grocery store yelling racial epithets at people, that's my free speech. I'm allowed to do that. It doesn't mean I'm not going to get my ass pummeled. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to deal with serious repercussions of that. There's the difference between free speech. It does not mean free of consequences, especially in the cutthroat, tough business that is the media. Especially those that are traditional legacy broadcasters, where revenues are dipping, audiences are being sucked up by online outlets and platforms. It is a tough business. And so Jimmy Kimmel had the right to say whatever he wanted, and he did, in fact, say what he wanted. It does not mean that he is free of consequences. The same way that I'm not free of consequences for the things that I said that got me fired last July. You don't see me coming on air every morning and crying about, oh, I was censored. Oh, woe is me. I was fired from my job. It's part of the business, especially in the political business. Especially when you're tasked with showing up in for 3 hours a morning talking about very divisive, controversial issues, which is politics. You don't hear me bitching and moaning about it every day. It happened. I made my decision. I don't regret it, and it's done. Move on. But this discussion over, oh, the First Amendment protects your speech, it does. Jimmy Kimmel was allowed to go on. ABC's headquarters wasn't bombed by the federal government after Jimmy Kimmel made the comments. He made those comments on Monday. He made them. He knew what he was doing. His 70 writers that he has working on his show, he knew what they all knew what they were doing. And now they have to deal with the consequences of it. His speech wasn't censored at all. He was allowed to say whatever the hell he wanted, and he did. It does not mean that you are free of consequences. This is a grand misunderstanding by those on both sides of the political aisle as it relates to free speech. You are, in fact, at least for the most part, allowed to say pretty much whatever you want. It does not mean that you don't have to deal with consequences of it. Finally, President Donald Trump reacting to it, saying, quote, great news for America. The ratings-challenged Jimmy Kimmel show is canceled. Congratulations to ABC for finally having the courage to do what had to be done. Kimmel has zero talent and worse ratings than even Colbert, if that's possible. That leaves Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyer, two total losers on fake news NBC. Their ratings are also horrible. Do it, NBC. President Donald Trump. So there it is. These shows were already on the outs. We saw earlier this year Colbert being announced the Colbert show would not be renewed, that show would be going away and not being replaced. It was only inevitable that ABC was going to do it. And this is a good opportunity for them to do so because there's so much outrage. So that's happened. And it will probably only be a matter of time before Jimmy Fallon does the same thing. Not that he makes the same comment, but NBC says we can't justify spending hundreds of millions of dollars a year on this show. Media is a tough business. It is a dynamic business, even more so now than ever before. And it's putting these networks in a really tough position because most of this all comes back to business. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. If it's not making money, it doesn't make sense. So enjoy the pandering from the political left over the next couple of days about how free speech in America is gone, about how Donald Trump and Brendan Carr are authoritarian dictators that are trying to shut down free speech. Listen to the political left who wants to censor and shut down each and every conservative. Let them and enjoy listening to them pontificate to you and pearl clutch over free speech. We don't care. We don't give a damn. We're over it. Jimmy Kimmel sucked. Nobody watched his show. ABC News was bleeding money with his program. Was there pressure from Brendan Carr? Sure. Was there pressure from the public? Sure. Happens all the freaking time. People get fired from their jobs every day. It's private business, baby. It's capitalism. Go get a job for the federal government if you want your so-called free speech to be protected. I just don't know what else to say. Jimmy Kimmel said what he wanted. He was proud to say what he did. It's his right to do so. And now he lost his job. Whatever. Happened to me. Happened to everybody else. I don't remember CNN having any segments on me losing my show over my commentary. I don't remember anybody on the left advocating for free speech when I was terminated. I don't remember any left-wing groups here in Wilmington rallying in support of me. No, they were happy about it. So again, free speech only on the political left is only protected when you are towing a Democrat line. Typical hypocrisy from those on the left. Media's changing. Jimmy should go do a podcast like everybody else. I mean, he can make millions of dollars doing it. He has the right to do so. So that's it. Bye-bye, Jimmy. We'll see what comes of that. If the show is, my guess would be that it is done. There's no way they're going to bring him back. Because again, there's just no money in it. Nobody watches the show. So that's it. We'll wait and see. We'll keep an eye on the details. Want to thank the Law Group for their continued support of the Nick Craig Show. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. Don't forget that you can financially support this show over at patreon.com/Nick Craig. Get access to a daily show notes and more, patreon.com/Nick Craig. We're live weekday morning, 7 a.m. YouTube, Rumble, X, Facebook, and 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. We're back here tomorrow morning for the Nick Craig Show.